George Walker for WFIU Arts, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, and Artistic Director David Bowden welcome Barnabas Kelman and his wife, Kati Kokosh, playing the viola for The Romance of Barnabas. Barnabas, thanks very much for coming and talking with us. You and David share just a love for Johannes Brahms.
Actually, this was our long-term dream with David to perform together the Brahms Violin Concerto and also with my wife to perform at this concert, because we have been in the city many times. But about the concert, I am just very happy to play the Brahms Violin Concerto, because it is very close to me, since it's really one of the best, one of the top violin concertos from the late Romantic period. And actually also it has some Hungarian connection, because the piece was written for Jozef Joachim, the very famous violinist who inspired many, many great composers to write great concertos and great pieces.
Sometimes people see the concerti as a partnership or even a bit of a competition between the soloist and the orchestra, and kind of a journey. Can you tell us a little bit about movement by movement, what you take us through?
Well, definitely. What is the most interesting thing is that the Brahms Violin Concerto's first two movements are fully chamber music. The violin solo never plays through any of the melodies. If I start the theme, for example, after the introduction, it will be continued by a little interruption with the conversation of the orchestra, and then it will be continued by the first violin and then the cello. And I'm accompanying the theme as well. So it's a real conversation, real chamber music. It has lots of fire, lots of emotions, lots of major and minor themes, which gives different moods for all different themes. And then there, at the end of the first movement, there's the cadenza place which Brahms did not compose. It was composed, the one I play, by Jozef Joachim, whom the piece was commissioned. And then about the second movement, it starts with one of the most beautiful wind section of all, I think.
You're talking about some of the virtues of this piece. The first thing you say as a soloist is that really the first movement is a chamber work where you're really paired with the other instruments. And then the next thing you tell me is after you've played your solo, the cadenza, we have a violin soloist telling us we really ought to listen carefully because it's one of the most beautiful wind pieces. You're a generous soul.
Yes. Exactly.
What about the final movement?
And then the final movement has the most Hungarian inspired rhapsodic dance atmosphere, and it's just a higher level of fire and deep emotions. Very romantic, mostly optimistic third movement with some sad, sometimes sour, sweet and sour feelings inside.
What wonderful descriptions. Could I speak just briefly to Kati? One of the highlights of the concert, I know for Barnabas and for the audience as well, is a joint performance by you and Barnabas as you play the Mozart piece. Tell us a little bit about that. You're playing the viola part.
Yes, I play the violin, but in this case I just love to play the viola part of that piece. It's really a fantastic thing to play with my husband and to feel what he's feeling, and you know, it's a good thing that we can understand each other without talking.
We've been talking with Kati Kokosh and Barnabas Kelman about the upcoming Romance of Barnabas. It's a concert with the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, conducted by David Bowden, Saturday night at 7:30. On the program, the Brahms Violin Concerto, and then the duo work, Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.